How would you like to complete a car lease deal without ever going into a car dealership? Now you can with the Honker app, and we'll be talking with Nathan Hecht. He's the founder and CEO of Honker in this interview. Stay with us. Well, we are here in New York City with Nathan Hecht. He is the founder and CEO of Honker, a company that really is changing the way we lease cars these days. I think I'd like you to describe what your company does, and then we'll dive into some questions.
Sure. So first of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Honker is an app for consumers to lease a car, essentially in a few swipes. So instead of going from dealership to dealership, shopping, negotiating, filling out credit applications, you can go through that process on a mobile app. And actually complete the transaction on the app and have the car delivered the next day. So it's a very easy, fast way to lease a car and get concierge delivery. I would highlight that the one major differentiator between us and everything else that's available on the internet is the price that you see on Honker is a price that's specific to you. And specific to the car that you're looking at. And this is the first time that consumers can actually see a price that's specific to them versus just an advertised price that's then subject to a lot of terms and conditions.
Right. It sounds in a lot of ways like a consumer dream come true, right? And you started as a consumer thinking about this, which I think is a great way to start, as opposed to being so of the industry that you're buried in it. Describe how you came up with the idea.
Sure. I was in the market for a car about 2 years ago, and I had seen an ad for a new model Nissan Maxima. I went to my local Nissan dealership on Long Island, New York. I was standing in the parking lot, and a salesman was sort of hanging around the outside of the store, and I said, "How much is that car per month?" I honestly thought it was just as easy as him giving me a price and I guess also a due at signing or a down payment and, you know, come inside and fill out some paperwork and go home. But unfortunately, or actually now fortunately, because Honker was born out of this experience, it wasn't that easy. And he lured me into the store and sat me down by a desk and asked me some background questions, asked me to first fill out a credit application. Then there was some back and forth between him and his general manager, and then some back and forth between him and his finance manager. And finally, he came back and he gave me a price. And I said, "Well, why is that price almost $100 more a month than the ad that I had
seen?"
The
advertised price.
The advertised price.
And many of us have run into the same thing.
Right. And I later learned that many people have gone through that same experience, but that wasn't the only problem. We then had to negotiate on the price, and then I understood that I was actually negotiating on the actual cost of the vehicle, and I sort of went through this education. And long story short, I spent about a whole day with this back and forth and trying to get to the price that I wanted and the price that I can afford. And I actually left that dealership at about 4 p.m. that day without actually taking the vehicle home. And during the day, I was Googling most of what I can think of lease a car in New York, lease a new car, how to lease a car. And I kept coming up with good websites. A lot of very good websites that gave me a ton of information about the vehicle or vehicles and a lot of advertised pricing or MSRP, but nobody that can actually give me a price that was specific to me.
Right. And that was going to hold.
And that was going to hold.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's the key thing, too. I mean, there are prices out there and, you know, quotes around the word prices because they're not a price that you would necessarily pay. They're more to get you into the negotiation,
right,
and then you spend the time, as you did, actually getting to that price. So your idea was to kind of short-circuit all that and get right to the price.
Exactly. And I felt that there must be an easier way, number one, to find the vehicle you want, number two, get an actual price, and then number three, be able to complete the transaction online, like everything else that we do today, practically everything else. And I realized very quickly that there was no way to accomplish these things, during that day and research, subsequent research over the few, you know, ensuing days and weeks thereafter. And it was a real eye-opener to me. And I said, if I'm going through this experience, there are millions of Americans that are going through a similar experience. And from that, Honker was born.
Well, and it sounds so simple, but it's not simple at all that Honker was born, because there's a lot of work to get from the idea to the realization of that idea, one of which is to get dealers involved and on board and comfortable with providing a firm price that they will stick to through thick and thin. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So actually what you mentioned are two distinctly different things. The first was for us to bring dealers on board, which in our case, interestingly enough, we started in a beta in New York, and we got some of the biggest regional dealerships in the five boroughs of New York to sign up with us. And to the credit of the owner principals and the managers of those dealer groups, as soon as we walked in with a prototype of this app, it didn't take much convincing for them to realize what it was. And they almost immediately committed to joining us for our beta. And that was a sigh of relief, because I didn't know how the industry would take to it. But they took to it very quickly, and they realized this was a game changer and a differentiator between everything else that was out there. And they've been supportive dealerships until today, and we've been live for about a year in the New York area. And to your point about them sticking to the price, actually that is very unique to the industry and somewhat of a paradigm shift, in that dealerships like to negotiate, and in some cases they have to negotiate, to be profitable. But in our case, they essentially have a dashboard, which they use to control their pricing inside of the app. And once they set that pricing, they are contractually obligated to meet the price that the customer sees in the app, which is very unique to the industry.
Yeah, let's talk about what the customer sees and the number of offers that they're presented with. Talk a bit about that.
Sure. So the Honker app looks like your Hotels.com or your Expedia, where you see vehicles on the left side, which are actual specific VINs. So if you see a black one with a beige interior.
Specific vehicles in dealer stock on the ground in some local dealer.
Precisely. Somewhere within a reasonable mileage around you. Obviously, in urban areas, it's in less than 25 miles. In more rural areas, the dealership may be, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles away. But no worries, because we'll deliver the car to you. So you see a list of all those vehicles. And then to the right, you see the actual monthly payment on the vehicle. And there's a little setting that you can play with to change mileage or term, which will then affect the price. So if you take less mileage per year, most likely the vehicle will be a little bit less expensive monthly. If you take a little more, it'll be a little bit more expensive. And what's happening is in the background, the app is calculating in real time things that would normally take a lot of time at a car dealership. 10,000 miles per year, 12,000 miles per year. And it's amazing that the app will just in real time, in a few milliseconds, tell you what the price will be. And you can browse through a variety of different cars. We have about 40,000 plus vehicles right now total in the markets that we operate in, which gives a very wide selection of approximately 25 brands, or just under 25 brands, from luxury to non-luxury, with a very simple, cool search feature. You can go from Honda to Lexus and everything in between, choose the specific cars that you like. Once you find the one you like with the price that you like, you click lease. At that point, the dealer essentially gets your order. You're prompted to upload some basic information to complete the transaction. Remember, it is a vehicle purchase of sorts.
Right.
So we do need your driver's license. We do have to ask a few credit questions. And then the dealer processes it. And in the app, you will get notifications as the order progresses, as your credit is being processed, as the vehicle is being prepped for delivery. You're then prompted for insurance, and the vehicle gets delivered to you.
That's the conclusion of part one of our interview with Nathan Hecht, founder of Honker, the new way to lease. To hear part two, just click on the file. Thanks for joining us on America on the Road on Driving Today.